of gold, diamonds, necklaces, and bracelets. And I could fly you to far away exotic places. I'll do whatever I have to do to keep the smile right on your face. But when I'm not around, remember when you're staring through the mirror, mirror, that baby, I can't love you if you don't love you. I can't cry for you, can't heal your wounds. I could wipe away your tears, hold you right here, find your pretty thing. But the truth is that I can't love you if you don't love you. Oh, so beautiful, girl, you're a keeper.
You're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nikki Rich Show. We are here live the last Friday of 2012, getting it in. Shout out to all my listeners. Thank you so much for making tonight happen and all the support that y'all have been giving the Nikki Rich Show. And shout out to all the guests that's been a part of the show this year thus far, and we're looking forward to 2013 is going down. It is going down. So much love to you guys. And for all that don't know, I'm the host and the CEO of the Nikki Rich Show, and we ready to get this thing started. So let's get started.
Nikki Rich!
Hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Rich Show.
You already know it's the hottest radio station on the planet.
It's the Nikki Rich Show. 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 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, with the flip, yo. Bringing all the latest vibes. The hottest stars. We drop the hardest bars. Check us out on NikkiRich.com. You can call 323-580-5749. Station is to make sure you're on time. 7:30 to 9:30, the Nikki Rich Show.
7:30 to 9:30, the Nikki Rich Show. All right, welcome to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's your girl, Nikki Rich. You can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, and that's spelled MSNIKKIRICH. Or you can follow the Nikki Rich Show, the official Twitter for that as well, is Nikki R Show. Again, that's Nikki, our show. And if you can't find that, you can go to facebook.com/ The Nikki Rich Show. And you can also go to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website, where you can learn about all the information that you might need in regards to The Nikki Rich Show. But, you know, it's about that time. We got our special guest in the building. And with no further ado, we're excited to welcome for the first time to the Nikki Rich Show, Mr. Sean Hicks of VA. Welcome.
What it do, Nikki Rich?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's a pleasure. It is a big pleasure for you to have me on your show. You know what I mean? First and foremost, I want to tell you thank you.
Well, you are always welcome, and we've been following your movement, so you know we had to have you on.
I appreciate that. You know, I've been working real hard, you know what I mean, grinding, you know what I mean, just trying to put all the pieces of the puzzle together.
That is real. Now, go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about Sean Hicks. We know it's your first time here, so go ahead and let everybody know who is Sean Hicks.
Well, Sean Hicks is a self-made artist, you know what I'm saying, a major independent artist out of Virginia, you know what I'm saying. I'm from the 757 area, Vibe Beach, Norfolk, you know what I'm saying. Other than that, you know, I'm just working, you know what I'm saying. I just currently did a song with Ray Nitty, you know what I mean. Shout out to him, you know what I'm saying. The track is called Move, you know, it's real big. You know what I mean? But then that don't, you know, I've just been writing and working. You know what I mean? That's all I can do.
That's real. You doing your thing. Well, we're so excited about it. And just to learn about your movement and where you're headed to, that's what everybody that's listening right now wants to know. Now, how did you get started? I mean, I know it's a lot of people that have their family members. Was there anybody in there that I would say in your family were, I would say, musically inclined like yourself?
As far as that, like, not really. You know what I mean? Like, I'm from Virginia, so, like, the only people that really I had to, you know, look at was like Timberland, Missy, Pharrell, you know what I mean, and Mad Stills, you know what I mean, people like them. But Virginia is not really like a music oriented state like Atlanta, New York, or things like that. So you just really gotta go out of your, you know, zone or whatever and work.
Well, you have named some amazing people in itself.
Yeah.
Those are some amazing people that came out of VA. And, I mean, have you had a chance yourself to meet any of those that you listed?
So far, I met Pusha T. you know, nobody like Missy or Timberland like that. You know what I mean? I ain't on their level yet. But a lot of, you know, major people that got things to do with a lot of people, projects and things like that. You know, I'm just trying to get to that level. You know what I mean? Just grind, and that's it.
Well, like I said, we've been following your movement, and I know you have met some amazing artists yourself that people would love to meet right about now, just like 50 Cent. I mean, what was that like?
That right there was a real, you know, big experience for me. I actually knew that he was coming in town to a radio station. I was, like, at that radio station, like, 5 o'clock a.m., you know what I mean, standing outside in the cold, you know what I mean? So I got the opportunity to meet him or whatever, you know what I mean? We chopped it up a little bit. He flew me out to New York 3 days later, you know what I mean? So, I mean, like, other than that, like, it was real big, though, you know what I mean? I got a chance to meet Tony Yayo, you know, the whole G-Unit camp in the Stoke, and, you know, just all of them, you know what I mean? From,
that's hot.
50.
That's real hot, and congratulations on that, and you just moving, and I like when to see an artist out there just grinding, networking, because it's all about that network, and a lot of people, you know, they try to reach out or get to the people that you have already met. And
right. And
like I said, you know, people, a lot of times you know, with us personally, we have probably met people that people want to meet right now. But, you know, that you're going to meet somebody bigger. Or you're going to connect with somebody even bigger. And, it's going to be where you at the right time and where you need to be, you know. Some people would think, okay, you met 50 Cent. That's big right there, you know. And we know it is, but, you know, it's something even greater out there for you.
Yeah, of course. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just the opportunities that come your way. You know what I mean? You got to stay on top of everything.
Exactly. And it's all about that network. I mean, you can meet a lot of people, but you got to keep up that network you have to build.
Right. Yeah. You got to build some type of rapport. You know what I mean? And that's one thing that I learned from being independent. You know what I mean? But
that's real. That's real.
Yeah, it is real, though. It is a grind, though. You know what I mean? And it's like I got plenty of hits, but it takes so much to get that one song out there. You know what I mean? If people think you make a hot song and then you wake up the next morning and you driving Bentleys and in a big – you understand what I'm saying? It's a grind.
Exactly.
Life is a grind.
What motivates you? What keeps you going? Because sometimes you have those days where you be like, man, I'm tired, and I just don't feel like doing that in a day. So what keeps that momentum going?
Right. I mean, like, I know what it is that I want out of life, and I know what it is that I want to be able to do with my life and the things that I want to do. So once you know that, and that's it. You know what I mean? That's all I know. So, you know, I'm just trying to work. You know what I mean? Just working, you know, build.
Gotta put that work in, honey.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we got some new music, and we want everybody out there to listen in from across the globe. We got new. Tell us a little bit about that. I know you mentioned it earlier, but.
Yeah, you know, this right here is my new single, you know what I'm saying, featuring my homeboy Ray Nitty, you know what I'm saying, it's called Move, you know what I mean, it's a real big track, you know what I mean, he laid his verse down in like no time, you know what I mean, real big, you know what I mean, shout out to Flock Gang, you know what I'm saying, for getting on the track, you know, other than that, you know, it's working, you know what I'm saying, it's my new single right here called Move. You know, you hear it first on the Nicki Rich Show.
Baby girl shaking, baby girl turned out. You the baddest in this bitch, what you all about? You the baddest and I love what your body do. Got your attention and I'm looking like, who is you? The way you turned out, got my mind in a doubt. Baby girl a show rocker, how she dances real proper. I wanna see you dance, baby girl, can you top her? The way she moving and grooving, dog, she ain't losing. Sean Hicks, and they all choosing. Looking for the future, then I tell you, baby, here I am. Baby girl moving and she moving, never dance slow. Hearing from the dead, money talk, hugging bankroll. I want your body, girl, so I holler, let's go. Bottles at the bar, so I'm trying to be in control. Wanna see you shake it and move it, get low. Wanna see if you can do it, you a pro. DJ said my name as soon as I hit the dough. I made this shit cause I wanna see you hit the flow. All about my bread and butter, yeah, I'm on the roll. Shout out to everywhere that the boy go. Go, 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 move, go, go, go. Move, go, go, go. Move, go, go.
Turn up, girl, what up? I'm a freak, little mama, lift your skirt up. We ain't talking about money, shut up. Tell her, stay down till she come up. What up? We in here. Fly gang, Mill City, VA, yeah. What up, though? Shut up, homie. I took a... She a freak, homie. Good kush lit, call it loud pack. I need my medicine, shout out the loud pack. I get it in, boy, with your and a friend's boy. Yeah, I run the city like a bitty, and I made it from the bottom. All aboard, close the doors, this your boo, not anymore. I ain't tripping, ain't nothing, we can get it in. Hit the road, get some money, girl, bring a friend. We in Magic City, still we rock, got us in. Me and Sean Hicks about to throw a couple bands. Go, 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 move, go, 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 move, go.
Sean Hicks back, got him going all ham. Got him jumping and bumping, girl, you want something, move. Got you doing things that your body never do. Club off the chain, that's your man looking all lame. Wanna do it real big, I can get you in this game. Wanna do it like I did, I done blew up off my name. It's true click when it comes to this paper fame. It's new shit, all aboard with the fly game. Me and Ray Litty in our city, such a ditty. But she rocking and she jocking cause she wanna get with me. You could just move, baby girl, trying to shift me. Watch for them haters, through them haters trying to stick me. Sold out event, boy, you should come and get me. Did it how I did it, but I try to stay low-key. G, your own lock, yes, I got the damn key. Shout out to everybody that know me.
Go, 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 move, go, go, go. Move, go, 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 move, go, go, go.
Hey, 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 hey. Hey. Hey,
hey, hey. Yeah, yeah. That's what it is right there. No.
And you're rocking with the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We live, Sean Hicks of VA.
Yeah, yeah, what it do, what it do. Hey, how you feel about that track, though? That track, hey, I was over here jamming.
I'm loving it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know what I mean? I really do. But I'm
loving everything about it, man. I really like the production. Now, who produced that?
My homeboy named Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood is his name.
Okay. That's pretty hot. Now, what else can we expect from Sean Hicks in 2013?
2013 is a real big year. You know, shout out the whole We Up Here Management Camp, my homeboy Elias. 2013, where'd I begin? Me and Ray Nitty, we about to do that video. Probably like early February, you know what I mean? Y'all can look for that springtime. I'm dropping my mixtape, Wrong Things for the Right Reasons, January 21st. Featuring my homeboy, DJ Jazz. Other than that, though, you know, I'm just working. I'm talking to a few labels right now, so hopefully I'll be signing that big contract next year.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Just keep the networking, I tell you. Getting that music everywhere and making sure it's that good quality music, as well as making sure that legal is taken care of, you know?
Yes, I do. That's the main thing, though. You know, that's the main thing right there.
Is there any advice that you would like to share with any of our listeners that's tuned in right now?
Yeah, I appreciate everybody for tuning in. You can follow me at Sean Hicks VA. You know what I'm saying? That's Twitter and the gram. You can check out the website at SeanHicksVA.webs.com. I'm going to say that again. That's SeanHicksVA.webs.com. Other than that, you know, I'm open. Anybody that's trying to work, you know what I'm saying, hit me up on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? We can make something happen. You know what I'm saying? And everybody can stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? That mixtape dropping, Wrong Things for the Right Reasons. You know what I mean? January 21st, 2013, you'll be able to download it. Hosted by my homeboy, DJ Jazz, Coast to Coast DJ. And I'm dropping my new single probably in February, IB, which is actually available now on iTunes. Other than that, I'm just working. You know what I mean? I'm stay tuned in to the Nicky Rich Show, you know, and just keep working and, you know, trying to get it.
Well, we're going to continue to support your movement, and, you know, we're going to have you in heavy rotation here on the Nicky Rich Show, because we got some more hot new music from Sean Hicks, the VA, and we're going to definitely be playing that as well. So everybody just got to keep locked for 2013, you know?
That's what it is. I want to tell you again. Thank you for having
me. That's real. Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you so much for being our guest. Now, do you have any, I would say, your Twitter and all that that you would like to share as well?
Nope. That's it. Just Sean Hicks VA. You know what I mean? Follow me at Sean Hicks VA. I'll follow you back, you know, and I'm open to work. You know what I mean?
That's real. Thank you so much, Sean Hicks. And be sure and check out this episode after the show on iTunes. It's free. You can download it for free on iTunes. And again, and you can go to the Nicky Rich Show, that podcast, and check it out. And we do have listed all our other shows, okay?
All right. Got you.
Thank you so much, Sean Hicks. Everybody,
no,
you were just listening to Sean Hicks of VA. Representing VA, and major shout out to him, doing big things in VA, putting him on the map. And you just heard some hot new music, Moves, featuring Mr. Nitty. And we just thank everybody for all their support again, because I'm excited. The Nicky Rich Show has well over 183,000 listeners. We want to continue to build and grow. And we have a couple of days. I want to tell everybody, my goal is 200,000 before the year is out, and we want to reach that. We only need 17,000. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell them to tune in to the Nicky Rich Show. We live right now. And we got coming up Marvin Ambrosia with a surprise call in from Miss Marsha Ambrosia. You got to keep it locked to the Nicky Rich Show. We got some new music. It's coming from Mr. Avion. Don't look surprised.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to ask y'all to be quiet.
Ron G, kick us off, dog.
Shorty, don't look surprised.
Teacher Rona.
Know you looking real fine.
That piano sounding real nice.
Got me in the trance. You got me hypnotized, and I love
it. The way that you make everybody double take when you walk in the room, they are staring at you. I'm in love with the way you make us stay safe. Make me wanna leave right now, take you back to my place.
Don't act surprised.
When you acting like you just saw a UFO,
cause you know it's the way you do it.
Got me feeling like it's time for us to go, and I just arrived.
But the way you're moving
got me feeling like hitting the whipping mat. And you finer than John McCain hair. Why you laughing? Cause you mad like you're just obeying that. When he told you that you grounded, but you stuck out with your friend. I'm a sucker for cornrows and pedicure toes. And you rocking them heels like a guitar solo. And you got me tuned in,
pacing over by the bar, wishing you would come closer so we could take it far. My nigga such a slam, what they say in disregard. They just around, now let's take this to my car.
I'm in love with the way that you make them double take. Make them roll their eyes in every
sort of egg and surprise. You know you looking real fine. Your body got me in the trance. You got me hypnotized, and I love it.
You're more than welcome inside. The party don't stop just cause the club over. Hey look, I can get you right. You say your buzz over. Sippin' on Patron, it's the rock on the rock. Got them coming out they top, screaming out, give me shot. And I be getting high, so high I can't even see the ground. Only thing I see is bees and honey all around. Shorty picks it to me like she's standing on the mound. And I knock it out the park, she's so lost she can't be found. This is good music, I just know the sound. If I don't know nothing, I just know it's going down. She stick my key in the ignition. I rock the boat, work the middle, new position. No, this ain't no accident, I'm loving this collision. And you loving this incision, we just showing it to the
rhythm. Don't look surprised, you know you looking real fine. Your body got me in the trance. You got me hypnotized, and I love it.
Body double take when you walk in the room, they are staring at you. I'm in love with the way you bang and say and shake. Make me wanna leave right now, take you back to my place.
I really, really want to show you. Nikki Reed.
All right, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. We're on a special day, special time. We have a special guest in the building. Yes, we have Marvin Ambrosius in the house, all the way from the UK, yes. And for those who are just tuning in, or it's just your first time, you can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749, and press that 1. And if you press that 1, that lets us know that you would like to speak to either myself or our guest. And right now we're broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina, the Queen City. That's what they call it. We're getting it in this afternoon. I'm loving this time. It's a beautiful day, and it's just awesome. And, you know, for those who don't know, I am Nikki Rich, the CEO of the Nikki Rich Show, as well as the host. We have our PR, which is Mocha Brand Media. She handles all the booking for the shows. And, you know, and also we have Miss Tamara Chapman. She is our editor of our newsletter. It goes out each week with the recap, you know. So, yeah, and we got to keep you updated on the Nikki Rich Show. All right, well, we're going to get right to it. We have our special guest in the house. We have Marvin Ambrosius. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, Nikki. It's finally nice to meet you, obviously, over the radio airwaves. How are you doing?
I am great. I'm loving this technology from the UK to the US.
Oh, yeah. I just think to myself, what did we actually do without this technology? It would be a plane journey. Or a phone call. It's just crazy that now we can actually speak like this and get around the world without actually having to pay for travel.
Yes, and having to pay to be online as well.
Exactly.
So, Marvin, you can listen anytime. You know how to do it now.
Okay. Now, you know, it's like I'm new to Double Blog Talk Radio. I've done a show before, but even then it was like, what am I doing? But now I get it. It's cool. I really like it, and I'll definitely enjoy it. Or for future now, I'm subscribed to your shows. I'm a future and obviously listener now as well.
Awesome. Yeah, and we have you featured on our site. We're going to feature you in our newsletter going out for the next week. I'm telling you, I've listened to your music. It's so hot.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's why I said we had to get you on here.
Oh, no, I really, really appreciate the feedback and just from what's come out from everybody and what they've said about the mixtape and the initial songs that people have heard. I must say over Christmas, I was quite overwhelmed. I really was. You've been working. Oh, yeah. But you know, it's not, people, I say Rome wasn't built in one night. I've been working for a long time, but more on writing for other people than myself. I never really based a lot of focus on me. I think it's just now, over the last year and a half, I've put focus on my writing for myself and homing who I am as an artist as well, which is something that is years of development, I always say, to be happy with who you're portrayed to be, I always say. So I'm happy.
And you know what? And just from hearing you say that, you know, it just makes me think, you know, it's your time. Your time is now. And you can always do for others. But when you realize it's your time, you got to go for it. You can't let it pass by.
No, definitely. It's something I think for everybody. Somebody asked me the other day, years ago, they said, why didn't I come out with things years ago? Because there's songs on that mixtape, like two in particular, that were recorded in 2004. And people can't believe that they were recorded that long ago, but they sound so fresh now. But to me, I always look to make music that's going to sound hip no matter what year it comes out. Whereas I don't like to make things that are pigeonholed to right now, where we all know the songs, we can, the whole dance, the 4/4s, we all know that those songs at a certain point are never going to play again, and then the older music is going to come back and take over, whereas it's all about trying to know your timeline and where you want to be and how you want to be remembered, because you're only as good as your last record.
Exactly. And I want to let everybody know that you have written melodies and lyrics for tracks by Angie Stone, Floor Tree, The Game, Nas, landed tracks with Scott Storch for platinum-selling artist Alicia Dixon. Yeah. I mean, it's so much. And, you know, I commend you for that. Congratulations for all that.
Oh, no, thank you so much. It's something sometimes you look at it on paper and you see what you've done and then you how much work that you put in to even get to the situations to do it. I do take for granted, like, and I don't think other people can understand how much stuff you really have to do. And I actually think I've only broke 1% of what I would like to do. I'm nowhere near where I want to be, but I can say that what I'm doing, the journey and if it taking, I do believe, I'm happy that there is a journey to get in there. I don't think anybody should make and be something overnight, because you'll never appreciate the work that you put into it, because once you're there and you're making it, you don't know what hard work is because you're already there. But when I do get there, the appreciation is going to be well and above and beyond what I can even expect myself.
It is, because I'm going to tell you, you are everywhere. I've always seen Marvin. I see everything that you have, you know, people shooting emails to you. I mean, you are all over the place. So you doing what you're supposed to be doing. You are making it happen right now.
Oh, no, thank you, Nikki. I really appreciate that.
Yes. And we got a couple of songs that we would like to go to, you know, as well. We got a couple of songs from your mixtape that we would like to play. We have Hush. Tell us a little bit about Hush.
Okay, it's funny now. This is the first time I've actually spoke about Hush on air. But there was kind of funny mixed reviews at first, because people listen. Initially, I'm a melody person, and you listen to it, and my whole thought process to that song was a journey into making love rather than into nowadays people just are automatically into sex. Like, the beginning of the song is sex, 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 and everybody's doing all these crazy stuff. But I wanted to go back to, you have to work for it, and at the same time, when you do get there, it's not just that, it's something bigger than that. It's both of you being one together, and that's your moment. And the worst case scenario, which is a funny situation, is that sometimes, depending on where you live, the walls are thin, and you may not want to go all out. You might have to hold back a little bit. But I said, nah, do you know what, you can scream if you like, nobody ain't gonna hear you.
Look at Marvin.
I said, nobody's really done that before, and no one said that. And I was like, you know what? Let's just take it there. Let's do something different. Let's say how I would say it, but put in it a song. And I think it definitely came across exactly how I wanted it to.
All right, Marvin. Well, we're gonna go to Hush. We live, Marvin Ambrosia, Nikki Rich. I'm getting it in.
Let me get to know you. Give me one. so happy.
If you wanna get at me, let's do this tonight.
Do what you wanna do, say what you wanna say. It's just between us two, so baby, have your way.
Anything you need,
set all your fantasies. I can give you what you need. You should come with me.
You have to wait for me,
but
you can scream at me.
All right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We are live with Marvin Ambrosia. Man, I'm loving that music, Marvin.
I must admit, it is one of my personal favorites. I love that song. It's just like the feeling and the even if there was no lyrics to that song, I just love how the feeling of it. I love the melodies and just the way it flows, and the guitars just kill me as well each time. I love it. It's nice. Well, thank you.
Well, you know, it's my favorite because I had to play it first. And it's crazy you said that you never spoke on it on air. I was like, this is my favorite. I got to play it first.
No, thank you. And I particularly, when I went through all the records, and people did say to me, are you really going to give that song away for free? Like, everybody I knew within music that I played everything to first, who I look out for and I want their opinions, they all were a bit skeptical of me giving it away for free. But I said, you know what? We're living in a different musical culture right now. It's not about what... You can't put a price tag on something that your heart is into. But at the same time, just for one person to turn around and say, I love that song, That was really enough payment for me. I really was so happy when people accepted the song for what it was, and I didn't have one negative comment on the record. You always need a negative sometimes to kind of fuel you to do better, but on that particular song, I hadn't had anything, so I was just, that's what made me amazed by it.
That's awesome. You know, what I really want to know, Marvin, I mean, your whole entire family is talented. Where did that come from? Your parents, did they also sing as well?
Well, yeah, definitely. It's funny, it started earlier on. My grandmother, she wasn't a singer, but she was a performer. She was actually a magician's assistant, and she was a professional trained jazz dancer. And I didn't actually know this until near her passing, God rest her soul. But then it kind of passed on to my mother, who was always in doo-wop groups. And around growing up, she used to always sing around the house with her sisters. But my father, he was in a band called Supercharge. He was a bass player and lead vocalist. And he's crazy. Like, as far as musicians go, every single time I see my dad play, he's unbelievable. And he constantly had music playing all the time. My mother was constantly playing music, constantly singing. Friends would be singing. They always make us sing around the house. It was just one of those things. It just felt natural to do it, and we didn't really take it seriously to wanting to be professional, because it just seemed like something our families did, and until a certain age, of course.
That's awesome. I mean, you can just tell that it's embedded in you, because the way you sing is just amazing, and it's a soft spirit as well, such a soft spirit.
Oh no, I do love the South. I'm gonna say, like, in when it comes to the States, I used to visit the States quite a lot. I think the longest time period I hadn't been in the States was about 2 years ago, which was like for 3 years. But every year I visit probably 4 or 5 times a year. And I need to go down to your end. I definitely got to do some shows down there, Nikki. So you got to let me know. I've got to come down there. I know you had I know you had MBH on there not too long ago. National Born Hustlers. Those guys are amazing. I'm going to be collaborating with those pretty soon. Lonnie Mack, my boy. I've got to give him a shout out. Great guy. I've met some great people, funny, over Twitter, who are from your city, your town. And it's great to be able to connect with people, and for people to give you feedback and make you want to go on as well, make you want to continue doing this. Because I know many people that do music now, and they've actually stopped doing it because they just can't have the time or the affordability. Because I would say music isn't cheap. It is something that's expensive to run, but you find the way.
Well, we want to go to the phone lines. I think we got a treat for you today. We're going to go to 864-918, calling you on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Nikki Rich, what's happening, honey?
Hey.
Marvin.
What's up?
Good, bro.
What's up, man?
What's money, Matt?
Oh, you crazy. I just gave you a shout out and you're on the phone. You're a funny guy, man.
Hey, man, I'm just actually getting out of church, man. I was like, I got to call my brother. You understand? I got to call and check in and listen to the show.
Oh, no. Lonnie, thanks so much. Like, you, honestly, you're instrumental to my whole stateside fan base right now. Honestly, it's never going to be forgotten, and you know we're going to be doing some records this year. So, no, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. I want to thank you, because you, I mean, from the beginning, just been humble, supported me and my movement, and you really didn't have to, because you didn't know me from, you know what I'm saying?
No,
it's just been a positive. You've been a positive role model for me and my group, and for a lot of people that just, you know what I'm saying, can't believe that somebody like your stature, or just because, you know, you got a famous sister, could be so cool and down to earth, and they don't understand that it's your movement, man, is just a breath of fresh air to the whole music industry.
No, Lonnie, honestly, I take that full in, and Thank you. Honestly, that was a billionaire speech for me right there. Just the feeling of knowing that you guys took it the way I've always wanted to other people to be. Because yourself as well, I saw you exactly the same way you saw me. I saw your stuff online. I checked MBH out, and I was like, these guys are bad. Let me send my email address. And then you hit me with music, and I was like, this is really good. And then I'm just honest with people. If something's good, I don't want to hide it and not tell someone that they're good at what they're doing or they're not doing
exactly
the right thing. I think everyone has kind of lost the praise a little bit of letting people know, do you know what, this is amazing. I think you should do this. I think you should continue. I think this is something that everyone needs to hear. And I always say, if you can help along with someone's journey, with you helping, they're also helping you. And Lonnie, as I said, you've helped me in more ways than you'd probably ever imagine in terms of my confidence and wanting to make more records and just wanting to work continually on making music. And thank you. Thank everybody.
Like Nikki said earlier, man, this is your time, 2012, Ambrosians, you know, Martians, Ustream fam, it's going down, man, and I can't be more proud of you as not only as an artist but as a man that just, you know, just go hard and give your heart and soul to your gift and movement, man. I really appreciate it.
No, thanks, Lonnie, man. And I definitely, and you know I will. I don't come in like 50%. It's got to be that 150% energy all the time.
Exactly.
And it's so sad sometimes. I know you lot have done it before where you've kind of idolized someone and then you meet them and then you meet them for the first time and or you speak to them and they're just not the person who you thought they were going to be. And you might have caught them at the wrong moment. And like, I just think to myself, you got to, every single day, I think, to be the same every time and to be the same person, that's who you are. And I do think everybody should be conscious at all times of no matter who you're speaking to, what you're doing, if you're at work, if you're commuting, just be the same person and be you. And that's all that you need to do and be a nice person at that.
Exactly. Well, thank you.
I just wanted to call and say hello, man, and congratulations on the mixtape. It's definitely a hit. I mean, everybody that I've listened to the mixtape, everybody I know that's downloaded is just playing it constantly. And, you know, I just wanted to just call in, man, and congratulate you personally. Congratulate Nikki Rich, man, for having you on. That's my girl, man. I love her to death. Good people, man, and you know, I know you got other callers to get to, Nikki, so I'm just going to go ahead and just let y'all go and just want to say, man, let's keep this thing going.
Definitely. And, you know, I'll be hitting you up anyway over the weekend, so we'll be talking because we got those records.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you, Lonnie.
You're welcome, Nikki. Appreciate it.
And also, you know, Marvin, I want to let you know that Lonnie and MBH will be on this Tuesday.
Yeah,
so you gotta tune in. You can tune in for that.
I saw that. I actually did check that out, and I was like, "Oh, they're gonna be on." I said, "Yeah, I'll definitely be online. If I'm out, I'll be on my phone. I'll be streaming that from my phone if I'm out. Like, I'm definitely gonna support the movement of the guys because I know they're on. It's not even a case where people say when people use the language they're on their hustle. I always say, do you know, they're not on their hustle. They're doing what they want to do, and they're working hard. It's plain and simple. A hustle is something that is a challenge, something that is maybe not something you're not supposed to be doing. Working hard is what they're doing, and they're doing it great. And I'm really happy for their whole movement, and I hope it goes exactly where Lonnie and the whole guys want it to go.
Exactly. Now, Marvin, tell us, what can you attribute to your drive as an artist?
I guess the one thing is a sense of direction. It's knowing exactly where you want to go and what you want. That I think that in itself gives you a drive that no one else can get. I saw someone talk about it once. Funny enough, it was Will Smith that said in an interview that when he has something in his mind and he wants to do something, he's going to do it. Nothing's going to stop him. He doesn't walk over anybody to do it. He just does it. And I did adapt about 2 years ago, a mentality of writing down something that I wanted to achieve, whether it be really minute or something really huge, and say, by this date, I'm going to achieve this, and write down what I needed to do to work on to get to that achievement and that goal. And funny enough, just being on your show right now, Nikki, which is really scary, on my list of dates to months of what to do, I'm doing it right now. So I'm actually living a goal and a dream that I actually wrote down. And it's just amazing to me that it's happening.
Awesome. You know, and you know, since you've been on today, I just felt like it's crazy, like a connection. You know, I always feel like I have a connection with our guests, and we cross each other's path for a reason. But it's like since you've been talking and everything, it seems like it all has happened before, but it really hasn't.
No, exactly.
You know, it's amazing. I can't even tell you how I'm feeling right now, because I'm like, everything you're saying, it's like, wow, this seems as if it's happened before.
No, I'm definitely a firm believer in every single step and every moment. I don't think they're all written, but I do think there's doors that we get given and windows that get opened, and that you get given so many, but you don't realize that the decisions that you make on the day to day can affect the next day or the next minute so much. And just even just by answering an email or a tweet, I always say to people, you don't realize who's going to read something or what you're going to say that's going to affect so many people and affect yourself. And I do always feel a connection with everything that I do and everybody I speak to. And I just always talk from how I'm feeling. I always say the worst thing to do is start saying stuff that you wouldn't say just to join something that you're not really a part of. Because some people do join things because they know that they're going to get more followers or more people or more people listening to them. But never sell yourself out for something that you love, because the moment you sell yourself out, that's when the things that you love will turn back on you. And I've seen it happen to many artists that even that are out now, which is sad.
Exactly, and it is, and everything will change then, and it would not be no love. You know, that's why we're here for, we're here to share and spread the love, and you have your passion and your love for everything that you're doing, and I have mine, you know, and it's all about love.
Exactly.
Point blank, you know. But we have some more music that we would like to play. We live with Marvin Ambrosia. We have Bossy Pants.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Beck with Chance Taylor.
Yeah, Chase Taylor and Beckwith. My boy is, funny enough, like Beckwith, one of the most amazing writers. I've known him for 12 years. And he himself, everybody, please check him out at Beckwith on Twitter. He's got a great song at the moment called Soulful Women that we did together. And Chase Taylor being my brother from another mother, my brother-in-law, crazy MC rapper, and co-produced the record as well with Tom Ely, also on Twitter at Tom Ely. So definitely listen to Bossy Pants.
I'm checking out a profile, start the chat, I'm ready for you to get hot now.
Got the oils ready for you to see what I'll be working with, more FaceTime, girl, and less than just messages.
Got me over here viewing, girl, you're looking crazy.
I asked you what your favorite song was, so he started to get comfortable and just relax. The next thing you wanted to see if I could ask.
So we started off with a little romance.
The doctors and her to me, it's all the same.
Like it when you're getting on it. attempt to over 80. Inviting all your friends to chat, they wanna play with me. Everybody's hot and bothered when they see me get my top off. Ladies, I'ma help you get wet and get your rocks off. Take it back to the beginning. I can't help it, girl, cause this is what I'm feeling. I'm gonna show you something you've never seen before. Let me reveal what I've got in store for you.
Probably make me spend it before you let me up in it. But I leasing out the flipping booty for the credit. As soon as I'm in it, you'll forget what you was on before it. Do it like I gotta, I get it done proper. From the city of London, my rank is top shutter. Drop your bossy niggas in your boots by the dresser. I go bump in the night, yeah, I'm a bloody monster. Screechy's back, yeah, Screechy's back. All I'm hearing in my flipping head is Screechy's back. With them brothers and bass whip on the deepest track. Pepper sauce on the beat, we make ease for jazz. Yeah, the dragon baby with the fire breath still grinding. Lead the nookie up to the rhythm like I'm running. Rubbing it up, stepping it up, smacking it down. Still ain't ready for a Screechy show.
Yeah.
Right, that's hot.
Yeah, no, I do. I must admit, that's what I call it, my bounce song. It's like, it's a bit dirty though. I would say, like, I'm quite, you'll notice that my lyrics are very suggestive. It's funny, people kind of know me, like, I always make jokes out of things more than being serious. So that song to me was kind of, it was a comedic song in terms of the situation, because being online, talking to people, I always say it's kind of funny because you could be talking to someone and the next thing you know, they're naked. I just think that's hilarious. Like, you could be online and looking at somebody and it just goes in a completely different way of what you were thinking. And that's what that song basically is about. It's just that you're having a normal conversation and then it just turns into, oh, I have no top on. You have no top. I just think it's real funny.
You got a little freaky side, Marvin.
Yeah, it's quite bad. It is quite bad, I must admit. But in a sense of, like, it's freaky side, but I'd say it's a couple's freaky side. I'm a one-woman man, always have been, and I've always said, I like to make couples music. And a lot of people don't make that no more. Everybody makes music for suggestive
many
partners. I'm just like, you know what? It's great to practice. I'd say it's great to practice safe sex, but what about safe relationships? How about that? Because everybody doesn't seem to. It's funny, you don't really see any videos anymore where it's just about the two of them. It's about a bunch of them now. So it's just a case of, like, I'm trying to bring that couples music back.
That is. It is so nice. I love that. And, you know, we got our chat room going ham right now, Marvin. You got the chat room off the chain. Now we're going to go to the phone lines, too.
No, definitely.
Okay, we're going to go to that 561 number. Caller, you are on the air with Marvin Ambrosia.
Okay. Marvin?
Hiya. How you doing?
This is Acapella. How you doing?
How are you doing, Acapella? Nice to hear your voice.
Oh, wow. Yours, too. That's great. I can't wait to tell you. Susan, I guess what? I talked to your brother. How are you doing, Marvin? How's the family?
Oh, everybody's well. You know, the Christmas period, ate too much. You know how it goes.
Oh.
No, Jim.
Okay. Well, you know, I can't wait for you to be able to come over here to the States, especially to Florida, because I have a front seat waiting, and then I'll have a six-pack of Mr. Pibb for you, waiting for you, okay?
You know, you see, the fact that you just mentioned Mr. Pibb, and you know I am a lover of Mr. Pibb and my Disaronne. That drink right there, wow. That's what I'd say. My Achilles heel is Disaronne and then put Mr. Pibb with it. And I'll bring you up on stage, Hush and Mr. Pibb and yourself. That's it. That's a done deal.
Cool. Cool. Thank you, Marvin. That's great. Thank you so much. I love your album.
Oh,
I can't wait till we get it over here, okay? You have a great day, Marvin, okay?
You too, Echo. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Awesome. I love Mr. PM, too. It's so good. That is like the best.
The funny story is I was in, me, Marsha, my wife, my son, we were in Orlando, and I'd never had Mr. Pibb before, and on the last day, we were at an IHOP, and we were just having like just a little brunch, little breakfast, and they didn't have any drinks left, but they had a drink called Mr. Pibb. Now, I've been going to the States, I'd say, from the age of 7, and I'd never heard of this drink. And then all of a sudden, I said, okay, I'll taste one of those, and if you'd have seen my eyes light up, I couldn't believe the taste of it. I was like, I love root beer, and I love Dr. Pepper, but I had no idea there was a drink that hit right in the middle, that Mr. Pibb is bang slap in the middle of those drinks. And I was just like, this is the best drink ever. So now I'm a mortified, like, Mr. Pibb king. If I've got a T-shirt, I'm just going all out with Mr. Pibb right now.
And I know they would love that. You know, you'll be the person over Mr. Pibb. I can see it now. Marvin Ambrosia / Mr. Pibb.
Can you imagine the advertising campaign? It'd be the Hush song playing in the background with, like, the seductive music with the Mr. Pibb drinking. I said, I can see the commercial already. I'm like, we should hook this up with Mr. Pibb. So any PR guys from Mr. Pibb listening, shout me out.
You're too funny. I know that's right. Shout him out, man. But also put the Hush song. Don't forget the Hush song. That's the biggest thing right there.
Definitely. I'll be in every commercial. You don't even have to pay me. I'll just be just promoting a drink that I love. I'm good.
Yes. Well, you know, we got one more song. We have Inside of You.
Okay. You've definitely chose the dirty ones, Nikki. I'm just going to, like, put that out there. Like, there were some, like, PG-13 songs on there. And you've, like, I'm sure you've purposely picked the songs that are more suggestive. But I like that. That's cool. That's who I am. I'm happy. Inside of You. That's what it means.
These are all the ones I love the whole album, but I really love these songs.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we're going to go to Marvin Ambrose's Inside of You. Y'all keep it locked. The Nikki Rich.
You said you're coming again. You said you wanna go home and tell your friends.
I wanna see how far you can go. Lose control, scream my name, you coming back from home.
How deep do you want it, baby?
Scream so loud that the neighbors know.
Right now, stop, baby, I'll let you know.
We'll be doing crazy shit like we on reality TV. I'll be acting up like I'm in a hasty blue movie. You've been going so fast, just wanna catch a tar in your asses. Let's make a batch for the masses. I got you hung up in Rosia.
I'm planning to do is something that no one's ever done for you.
Take a role, lose control, one-on-one games. I'm taking it straight to the hole.
How much do you want it, be?
I wanna see you, baby, still.
out of you.
He said, I got you hooked up. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. See, they don't know about Marvin. That's what I'm talking about.
I remember actually recording that song, and when I was doing it, I was just like, I like this song. I was just thinking to myself, but sometimes you write something where you can't wait to perform it, and I must say that's one of I can't wait to perform that song. Like, only because I'm quite out there. Like, I like to jump around the stage like I'm a rapper when really I'm a singer. And I just as energy as possible. Because, you know, people kind of stand there, they walk all smooth. That's cool. I'll have that in the set, but I also do like to go rock crazy within actual performances as well, because that's where my head is. I just like to be as connecting, as crazy as possible, and I want everybody to have a good time, because it's cool to sit down and listen, but I want everybody on their feet, really. You really want everybody in the same room that you're in.
That's true. That is so true. Now, when you're on stage, what is that feeling like?
Do you know, when I would say, when people describe like being floating above your body, like, it's so strange, because after a performance, I can't tell you what happened. Even if it's rehearsed, and even when I've rehearsed for like a good couple of weeks leading to a particular show, on the night, depending on how the crowd is, depending on who's there or the interaction or how it is, it changes every time. So I can never actually feel like what happened. I have to ask somebody. I'm like, was I okay? Was it all right? And I have to keep on getting confirmation from people afterwards, because I can't remember what happened. I just remember the energy was really high and I was very excited. And my main thing is, I always want to make sure afterwards, did I sound okay? Because you get kind of carried away on stage from what you rehearsed, because the adrenaline kind of takes over. But I don't think there is a, I don't actually think there is a description, or you can describe how it feels when you are on a stage, because there's nothing like it. There really isn't.
What are some things that you do to get ready for your performances? I know some people like maybe run around or do something crazy. What are some things you do to get ready?
Funny enough, I'll say this. I'm not embarrassed to say this. Do you know the song, She's a Maniac, Maniac? You know that song there? And you know when they do the running on the spot? I'll do that for a good 30 seconds, and I'll laugh the whole time I'm doing it, because it releases the energy of any... Because to be honest, I don't ever get nervous. I always think nerves will lead to a bad performance, I always say, so I never get nervous. I just get excited to get on stage. So all the energy of any possible anxious or nerves, anything, will be released through me laughing at dancing to She's a Maniac. True story.
And I'll be bouncing around too, acting crazy. I know that is fun, to get pumped up on She's a Maniac.
Yes. People think, what are you getting pumped? But that really is my song. That and funny enough, What Is Love by Hathaway. Like that, like.
But yeah, What Is Love?
Yeah.
Baby, don't hurt me.
Is a night at the Roxbury with Will Ferrell and their heads banging to the side. And I'll just think of that in my head and I'll just start laughing. And for some reason, laughter straight away just makes me feel more comfortable. I've always felt more comfortable laughing, because I'd say I'm quite happy. Like, I'm always laughing or trying to find a joke or make a joke out of something, because I think when you take yourself too serious, you're not serious. I think if you don't take yourself serious, you're actually more serious than what people think. So I do like being jokey and being just more out there. I don't really like just being stern, because I meet so many people now who are very standoffish and they're not sure about you, you're not sure about them. I'm sleeve, as everybody says, I always wear my heart on my sleeve, so you gotta be honest.
Exactly. Well, Marvin, I know we got some more callers that's on the line and they're really trying to get to you. So I'm gonna take some more phone calls right quick. We got a 215-215. You are on the air with Marvin Ambrosia. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Hello, is this Miss Nikki Rich?
This is her.
Oh, hi. This is Marvin's sister.
You're hilarious, Marsha. You're just funny.
Hey, Marsha!
How are you going to bring this to
me? Yeah, I'm like, stop calling me on the other line when I'm listening to your interview, you lunatic.
Shout out to Marsha. Oh, this is so sweet. A family affair.
I have to support my brother. He's the greatest person I know.
Oh,
awesome. Yes, he has the best music. I tell him, I said, oh, my gosh, you bringing it, and you are bringing it hard for 2012. His music is quality. Yes.
Oh, I know. I've known all along. So, you know, him and I growing up together and pretty much being into the same things, basketball and then music, and then, you know, when you fall in love with a particular thing that you concentrate on wholeheartedly, when he made that decision is when everything started to come together, and he has one of the most phenomenal pens and deliveries that I've ever encountered, and I love him.
You know, vice versa, Marsha, you know, people don't know, like, when you try and talk about your journey, people don't realize me and Marsha are siblings. It's easy for a brother to say my sister's the greatest and everything, but the truth of the matter is I've always been her number one fan, and always said people are gonna know one day, they're gonna know anything came out, and let and behold, type your name in, you're the most famous Marsha in the world. Go Google.
That makes me the happiest person ever.
There you go.
Now, Marsha, we were talking about Mr. Pibb. Are you a big fan of Mr. Pibb, too?
Pretty much. Marvin will tell you. Marvin knows too many things about me. And it's scary because I'm like, what are you going to tell them, Marv? Really? Do we disclose that information? yesterday on Twitter, Big Trouble in Little China was a trending topic, and I wanted to have a whole, like, hour, 2 hours of me and him just going back and forth about how much we know that movie word for word. Like, it's crazy being that close to someone that, you know, is in your field of work now, and we get to laugh. Like you said, we're very happy people, very grounded people, and we found our way through staying this close and being this loved and not taking anything too seriously. And, you know, here we are on the phone, and I'm calling in just to say hi.
This is so cool because, you know, like I was telling him, the connection, you know, worldwide technology is so amazing. And it's okay. Good, you know, y'all on the phone right now, and it's amazing. It's just awesome.
Right.
It's crazy.
I know. The thing is, I know he can. Well, Marv, I'm in my bedroom in Philadelphia, so you can visualize where I'm at. So, you know, I can imagine where you are on Blog Talk Radio. I know where he is. And it's crazy. The technology unites us all. And I think it's something that needs to be utilized. Marvin, you know, with a upcoming Twitter following, faithful followers that do purchase and download and spread the word out, Facebook even, just anything that we can to keep making note of the quality that is coming out of the UK with Marvin's work. I'm just happy that we have this medium to, you know, keep it moving and, you know, really getting the word out there that he's one of the great ones. It's very difficult to do so without those means. So thanks to Twitter, I've connected with too many people, Facebook as well, and, you know, Marvin is really, you know, taking on the reins and knowing that this is one of those moves where you can create your own lane.
Definitely.
And he has, I'm telling you, because I said we have to get Marvin on because he is everywhere. He's everywhere. And then you know how you keep seeing and hearing his music all the time and seeing a person pop up, you like, now this is something right here. He is everywhere. We got to get him on. And and I'm just so glad we had him on today.
Well, pay for a flight and like get a hotel and get in some shows and get him over here.
Most definitely. Yeah, we were just talking about it. Most definitely.
Do
that would be awesome.
continue. I can see all my Martians are tuned in via Twitter as well, all the Ambrosians as well. So I'll leave you guys to it. Marv, I love you. You're amazing. Oh. Enjoy
Thanks.
The ride. Is like, I think it's going to be the first song that I play in the new house on the new speakers. So,
definitely.
Yeah.
Go for it, man. Yeah.
I was trying to choose.
Well, thank you,
Marsha. Enjoy the ride. You're very
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Marsha, for being,
all right, Miss Nikki.
You know, tuning in today. It's awesome. Brotherly and sisterly love.
All right. Take care.
Take it easy.
All right, babe.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. And we have one more caller also we would like to get to. We have a 281 number, and we know you got a lot going on, but we're going to get to a 281 number. You're on the air with Nikki Rich and Marvin. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Hello?
They've disappeared.
Hello?
They've gone.
Oh, well, I guess they hold on too much. But, you know, it's awesome. Like I say, Marvin, you got to keep doing what you're doing. You are on your grind, and you're just really making it happen. Like I say, you are everywhere, and you got to constantly be out there, because I tell our artists all the time, Marvin, yeah. I tell them all the time, I say you have to be out there. You got to market. You know, it's about business, marketing, then, you know, performing. You have to build up all that. Then you can say, oh, I want to perform here and there, you know. But if people don't know you, they like, how can you act somebody, you know, they don't know you.
Yeah, exactly. I always say you walk into a building and you see someone performing and you don't know who they are, but and no one knows who they are. But then the way they're acting is that everybody knows them. But I do love when I do see an artist on stage and I don't know them, but they're commanding the stage like they should be known. There's such a big difference between being cocky and then being really sure of what you're doing. And there are quite a few artists now that I do see and I'm like, yeah, I'll follow you because you look like you're supposed to be there. And that's, I think that's the illusion of being like you're making yourself look like you're supposed to be doing this. I think when you listen to someone generally, you can hear if they're going to, are they supposed to do music? Should they be working somewhere else maybe, or is this their calling? And I think definitely follow what you're great at, but more importantly, follow what you love, because you could be the best bass player, drummer, musician in the world, but you might not like what you're doing or love what you're doing. You might love making hoagies. Make hoagies.
Did you say make hoagies?
Yeah, be the best hoagie maker on the planet, but at least you love it. Happiness is more than what everybody else thinks you should be doing. That's what I always say.
Exactly. You know, and, you know, with my show all the time, I hear people say, well, why don't you do this and why don't you do that? And, you know, in our mind, me personally, I know the road that I'm going. I know the path. I know the steps and, you know, the baby steps you could take and the fast steps. And we already know, and we don't need nobody else to say, well, why don't you do this? You might need a little support.
Yeah, exactly.
You might need a little support. But, you know, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm laughing at the chat room. They are crazy. The chat room is crazy. Talk about making some hoagies.
Yeah, I know. They're cracking me up. But, no, the truth, like you said, though, is, like, give yourself as well. Just now, obviously, I'm going to be following your show and I'm subscribing to your show and just listening and what you're doing and just making positive moves and I'm wanting to help other people, because just with you putting me on your show, which I really appreciate, is letting people hear about me and what I'm doing and what I'm trying to push out. And I can only thank you for even putting yourself out there to give me an avenue and a platform to promote myself. So thank you, Nikki.
You are so welcome, and, you know, I'm so excited about you and your journey and what is to come. And like I said, we got to get you over here, man. We're gonna get you over here. Have a, you know, just a big showcase or something. Just have you be the guest. We got to get you over here ASAP, you know?
2012 just started, and to be honest, I'm all ready for that. I'm just, the moment somebody says it, flight, I'm there. I'm just, it's not even a speak. Me and Lonnie have already spoken about it, and we were like, yeah, we need to make sure we hook up something this year before summertime, because I know that South is hot. It's crazy out there in the summer. I was like, let's try and get out there in like autumn or something like that, so it'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then just.
Yes. And you keep doing what you're doing, and shout out to your family as well, your wife, much love, because, you know, you got to have a strong person behind you to continue this, you know, and that is your backbone. I already know it.
Yeah.
That's your backbone.
without having it, there's nothing. And without that type of love from somebody, there's no point.
Yeah.
They, like, there's just no, if, without me having what I've got now, as I've said, I'm not a billionaire in the bank, but in terms of my family and the love I have, I'm a multi-billionaire. And that in itself is more important than anything that I do. It's just so happens that with this going on and how it's going and it's building, I'm about to be even more happier. And to be honest, I'm just, every day is a blessing. And I hope everyone experiences the happiness that I've had in the years that I've been around. So thank you, honestly. Thank you so much.
Well, I want to tell you, this has been my first week of 2012. And just, you know, this week has been amazing. And look at today. We've had Marvin and Marsha Ambrosia on the air. You can't get no better than that. The Ambrosians, y'all taking over.
Ambrosians and the Martians, that's what we like to call them. That's it.
Much love. But thank you again. You know, is there any web links, Facebooks, Twitters, anything you would like to give out before we part?
No, most definitely. For everybody right now, just to let you know, the ATOA, which is a Taste of Ambrosia's mixtape, 11 tracks, is available for free download on www.mpamusic.bandcamp.com. Please visit that, or you will see me heavily tweeting on a regular basis, positive tweets on at Marvin Ambrosius. Last name, as you all know it, AMBROSIUS. And please check on ambrosiasonline.com, where you can also get a free song, free download called Download Me, which also features on the mixtape. And Facebook, just Marvin Paul Ambrosius, my full biblical name, MPA. So please follow me. And you know what? When people say certain things and certain things are said, I do follow back. I'm not a follower back with everyone, I'll be honest, but sometimes someone says something really cool or really positive, and just because of that reason, I do tend to follow back, especially when it inspires me.
Exactly. Now, Marvin, before you go, I would love for you to shout out the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich at the Nicki Rich Show, but also include yourself, you know. That's why I have to tell, please include yourself. You know, we'll be playing this throughout the show.
Oh, thank you. Now, big, huge shout out to the Nicki Rich Show. And you're here with that Marvin Ambrosius. Pleasure. Keep it locked.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end today by saying God bless.
You too, Nicki. God bless you too. And have a great new year. And I'm sure this won't be the last of our shows. Within the next couple of months, I'm sure we'll have another show.
Amen. Yes, we will. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Hi, you guys. This is Nicki Minaj. You are tuned into the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest show in the fucking world, in the planet.
Thank you so much. The Nicki Rich Show as well.
So we're going to do it just like this. This is your boy Rampage, representing the Universal Flipmo Squad. CEO of Deep Freeze Entertainment. You're now rocking with the best, with the number one show across the globe, the Nicki Rich Show. And if you're hating on my girl, fix your face.
They say, what's happening? It's your boy, Shouta Ello. And right now, you listen to the greatest show on earth, the Nicki Rich Show. Yeah. Shouta.
Nicki Rich.
All
right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nicki Rich Show. We live here Friday, the last Friday of 2012, getting it in. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in, all the supporters of the Nicki Rich Show. You heard it here first. That was Marvin Ambrosia, Marsha Ambrosia, and we had our first guest all the way from VA, Sean Hicks of VA. If you missed it, you can always go back to NickiRichShow.com, the official website, or you can go to the podcast and download it at The Nicki Rich Show, and you can also go to College Underground Radio. And that's collegeundergroundradio.com. And we do want to let everybody know that we are syndicated
on 98 to the BLA. So if you want to hear the Nikki Rich Show, you can go to all of those avenues. And to all the supporters out there, if you want to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show, you can email us, thenikkirichshow@gmail.com. We'll be touching bases with you. And if you want to learn any more information, all you got to go to is our website. And we do have our policies and procedures. So if you want to learn how we do things, go to the website, you know, and it tells everything. We have it listed there for a reason. So definitely check out NikkiRichShow.com, all right? And we just thank you guys for tuning in to the hottest radio station, The Nikki Rich Show. And we leave tonight. We got Stingray, and we want to play Fly for Life. And this is one of our hottest artists we have, and we bring it, I tell you. And here we go, Fly for Life.
Just to get up out the mud. The world keeps spinning like the rim.